This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English we speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and joining me today is Rob.
Hi everyone. Oh, Feifei, what a lovely day it is today.
What? It's raining. You seem to be in a good mood.
Yes, yes, I've done all my work and the boss has given me the rest of the day off. So I'm off now. Bye-bye.
Oh, hold on, Rob. Could you at least stay and present this programme?
Oh, OK then. I suppose there's no rush to go shopping and spend the bonus he's given me, is there?
Oh, come on, Rob. This doesn't sound like our boss. You're telling me a barefaced lie.
Barefaced? No, this really is my hairy face. Look.
Oh, no. The word barefaced can literally mean having no beard, but we also use the word to mean without any disguise or being deliberately bold and shameless. So Rob is a barefaced liar because he's obviously telling a lie without any embarrassment. Sorry, Rob, I think you're lying. But let's hear some more examples of this phrase.
The company's claim that profits had jumped by 10% was obviously a barefaced lie.
John was at the pub last night, bragging about his goal scoring again. But we all know he's a barefaced liar.
Someone being barefaced means doing something without shame. And Rob, you're being a deliberate and outrageous liar, aren't you?
Well, yes, I suppose so. I was doing it to show you how great I am.
Well, it didn't work. And I'm going to show you my bare face now.
Whoa!
That's a real bare face. But at least you haven't got a beard. Although if you did have one, maybe you'd look a bit less fat.
Bare-faced cheek.
Ooh, time to go, I think. Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.